The next patient is Mary Bedingfield. The last name is B like in boy, E like in echo, D like in delta, I like in India, N like in November, G like in golf, L like in foxtrot, I, E, L like in Lima, D like in delta. Bedingfield. Mary. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that we follow in this office because of the presence of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. This time the patient says that she has sustained a couple of falls and has landed on the right side, and in the right side of the hip, of the the right side of the thigh, the patient has developed a lump that is about 4 by 3 centimeters, that is not attached to the deep layers, that is movable, but it's increased in consistency. Period. We are going to get an x-ray to see whether or not we are dealing with a calcified hematoma, because this happened like 3 to 4 months ago, or if we have to do a biopsy or evaluation by an orthopedic surgeon. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Number three, the patient suffers from hypothyroidism. This time the TSH is slightly elevated. It's 4.22. And the normal range is between 0.35 and 3.74. However, the T4 and the T3, free T4 and free T3 are with the normal range. We are not going to change the dose of the TSH. I mean, the dose of the levothyroxine, I'm sorry. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, the total cholesterol is below 200 and the LDL is below 100. Following number, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease, a status for cerebellar stroke, and that the patient is without neurological deficit. The patient has been followed at the University of South Florida. Following number, she had COVID like a year ago. She's fully vaccinated. Following number, the patient is going to be evaluated in 4 weeks. We are going to follow up on the lump, L-U-M-P, that she has in the right thigh. Period. We spend 5 minutes of the time evaluating the lab in the face-to-face evaluation were 18 minutes, and the documentation 6 minutes.